Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.
You're listening to the station focusing on the Plymouth-Canton community. This is Community Focus on 88.1 The Park. Good evening and welcome to Community Focus. On Community Focus, we talk to people of interest in the Plymouth-Canton area. On tonight's show, Max Kwong speaks with the executive director of the Yankee Air Museum, Kevin Walsh, about their new exhibit, The Fly Zone, which looks at unmanned aircraft.
Basically, we have an area in the museum dedicated to hands-on learning, and it's called Exploration Station. And each year, we convert Exploration Station into something different. So this year, in this past season, we had it as a Mars Madness exhibit where kids were able to drive robots across a Marscape. They were able to use interactive Wii systems to land a Mars rover using their body. So there's different things that we do each and every time to make sure people get their hands on technology and also learn about, you know, careers in STEM, too. So the next phase of this, as we're taking down the Mars aspect of it, is to turn and look at the exploding world of UAVs and create the fly zone where folks are going to be able to come in and fly UAVs inside the museum. Now, all mind you, in almost like a batting cage style, so that they're not flying all over the place for safety reasons. But you'll be able to actually fly UAV as part of our educational programming here at the museum.
So what kind of unmanned aircraft systems will the kids get to play with?
These are commercially produced units, you know, that range in the $150 to $200 range. They're quadcopters, so they're very simple to use, very easy to use. But they will be able to see how lift is created, how pitch, yaw, et cetera, all these quadcopters, and learn about the dynamics of UAVs and flights with UAVs, especially the quadcopter.
Are they going to be able to, like, pick up pizzas or something?
Actually, we're looking at a couple different things. We're more advanced, and later in the year, we might have an actual course that they'll have to navigate through and work in conjunction with the robots on the ground. So both a robotic and a UAV experience later on. But at first, we want people to come in and just get the feel of actually flying these things.
And why do you think that it's important for kids to be able to play with these unmanned aircraft systems?
I think it's incredibly important that we do as much as possible to get kids excited about science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and especially UAVs. This is an exploding industry right now. It's an industry that is going to be incredibly big in the next few years, and I think it's a great time to expose kids to this industry and make them realize there's great career paths and opportunities here for them. UAV application is almost limitless when you look at all the different things UAVs are doing now, even things such as looking for landscape of agricultural to determine using thermal imaging what areas need to be watered in a crop and what areas don't need to be watered in a crop. It's a fast-moving industry, and it's going to have vast application, in society.
I mean, yeah, from what I've seen from the news, there's like a lot of talk about drones doing survey work in like mountainous areas where people can't have access to it. So.
Yep. Well, they're talking about also, for example, in the third world countries, how they're moving medical supplies around using UAVs. So, from everything from agriculture use to humanity relief, like I said, the applications are very vast. And, it's a fun, interactive experience. And it's something very easy and safe for the kids to do. RC modeling is really fascinating, but it's very difficult. And obviously, you need a much bigger space to do something like that, where the quadcopters, with a smaller space, you can certainly learn to fly a quadcopter in a small confined area that's safe and easy to do.
What is RC modeling actually?
Radio controlled aircraft. So you see those quarter scale, one-third scale, even smaller scale aircraft that are under propeller or jet driven power that are basically a flying model of an airplane, and they are much more difficult to fly, but you also need a vast amount of space to do something like that. But in all the applications that we're seeing now, the UAVs are quadcopter designs because they're easier and more efficient to fly.
When will this project be complete?
February 28th, we're going to have our grand opening. The museum doors will be open, no admission to the public that evening for folks to come in and check these things out. And we'll have a lot of other activities going on that night, but the main part is to kick off our new educational exhibit.
So for regular daytime exhibits, is there an admission cost?
Correct. Yep. There's a minimal admission cost for each day. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. And adults are $8. Kids are $5, and then children are free into the museum.
What does the Yankee Air Museum have in other than UAVs?
We're a full aviation museum. We have static aircraft here at the museum, and also thousands of artifacts. Related to both aviation and our military, all the way from World War I up to modern day. And that's some of the exhibits that you see. Other than the fly zone, there's numerous other exhibits in here for people to take a look at. And one of the neatest things about our museum, too, is we have a lot of active restoration projects going on. So people are able to walk right up to tables and see folks, our restoration teams working on actual aircraft restorations, and they're able to talk to them, ask questions, and it's very interactive, which is great.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add, Mr. Walsh?
Just basically that, you know, we have educational programming also that's available throughout the year. We do thousands of students on school trips through the museum each and every year, so we encourage teachers to look at the museum as an option to come out for some STEM programming, you know, and spend a different type of field trip out at the museum, and we encourage folks to reach out to our education director to arrange those type of trips, and we're open to the smallest of class sizes to the largest of class sizes for folks to come out and experience the museum throughout the day.
All right, well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Kevin.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Community Focus. Max Kwong spoke with Kevin Walsh, the executive director of the Yankee Air Museum, about their new exhibit, Fly Zone. You can hear Community Focus every Wednesday following Newsfile at 5:30 on 88.1 The Park.
Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.